Yeah, I'll take that. That sounds pretty good.
I like it. And why do we call you our savings angel? What is it that you guys do?
Well, we work independently of all the local stores, and what we do is we kind of take a consumer reports model to sales and coupons that are happening in real time. And so this week there were just a bunch of new sales at all the local stores. What we want to do is we want to compare all the sales, and we want to look at all the numbers, all the history, and we've got a database of over 1,800 coupons. And so what we're doing is we're looking for the absolute best, so that anyone can realistically cut their grocery bill in half.
Now, I want to make a comment on that, because when I first started, the deals are incredible. I mean, you had things that you could actually pick up for free.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit, when I first started shopping, I did not save half right away, because part of your theory is stocking up. When you see a good bargain, grab it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to buy items that you wouldn't normally buy because you already have them on stock. That's a good situation. What you want to do is you start filling up your pantry. It's like being a smart business owner who wants to buy his lumber at half price when he can, even if he doesn't need it for a job that week. If he or she gets a really, really good deal, you know, she's going to load up on that so that when she needs that lumber in a month or two, she can use it, and she doesn't have to pay full price for it. It's the same principle to groceries. It's absolutely very, very smart to have a lot of groceries on hand so that you just don't run into a store with a list of needs, because when you run into a store with a list of needs, you have no negotiating power and you're paying for groceries at full price. You know, it's absurd, you know, that we would pay $100 for a week's groceries. You just don't need to do that.
Most people do that, Josh, and they can't believe that you think it's absurd. So you need to share some of your bargains with us today. And what we do is every Wednesday morning at 7:15, we get three bargains from Josh, and then we put more online at cool108.com. So I bet you got some good ones for me this morning.
I do, Lois. If you know a baby, they probably use Desitin from time to time. I've had three of them, and I know that, you know, things, baby stuff like that can add up. And a 2-ounce tube of Desitin ointment is $4.99 normally. That's the regular price at CVS. They have a sale this week. It's $3. And if you actually go to, and we'll actually put the link on cool108.com, and they can actually go there and they can print off $1 coupons for Desitin. Even if you don't buy them at CVS this week, print out these coupons, because the dollar savings on each tube is a great deal. This week, however, if you bring them to CVS, that means your final price is going to be $2 a piece. That's a 60% savings.
Okay, I can hardly wait for bargain number two.
Bargain number two, I'm going to go with Chex Mix. Chex Mix is a deal that you can normally get Chex Mix so cheap, and this week you can get it for 50 cents a bag.
Yeah.
Normally $3 at Walgreens, on sale for $1.50. It's half price at Walgreens. And again, another, just go to cool108.com and print out this coupon. It is a $1 printable coupon. Even if you don't like Chex Mix, go get it. If they run out of Walgreens, get a rain check or price match this at Walmart, because your final price is going to be 50 cents a bag, and that's a great snack at a great price.
All right, and bargain number three?
Kellogg's cereal. We're going to go with the Corn Flakes. Normally $2.99 a box, on sale at Cub Foods for $1.67, and it is, again, there was a coupon that came out February 22nd. It had Red Plum on the cover. It's a 70-cent coupon. If you apply that 70-cent coupon to that $1.67 sale this week, that means your final price is 97 cents for a box of Corn Flakes.
You know, that's incredible, Josh. You can't, because if you were to go to a store and see cornflakes for 97 cents, you'd go, oh, wow, that's a really good deal. And yet you can get them for 97 cents just by following your instructions.
Sure. And how many would you buy if you could get them for 97 cents?
Bunches. How long do they last?
Cornflakes, I think, rank right up there with pasta. Actually, cereal's good for about a year.
Well, you know, the thing is, if they're 97 cents and you'd normally spend $2.99, you could buy at least three. I mean, that would be the price of just one box, ordinarily.
Oh, for sure. I mean, as many of those coupons as you get your hands on, I would buy up to 8 boxes of cereal at any one time. My collection's down right now, but I actually had at one time about 45 boxes of cereal. Now, I ended up giving away a lot of that to some local church pantries, but, you know, it's cereal's one of the things that you can stock up on at ridiculously low prices. Never pay retail for cereal.
Yeah, not everybody has room for 45 boxes, but I think everybody knows of a place where they could donate some food.
Yep, absolutely. And there's no greater joy than giving, in my opinion.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us this morning. And we're going to put those other bargains online at cool108.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Lois.